This was the minute silence in Geneva.
Over the last month, 101 of our colleagues have lost their lives in Gaza. This is the highest number of aid workers killed in the history of our organization in such a short time.
When Israel began bombing Gaza on October the 7th, tens of thousands of people sought shelter in the agency's facilities. More than 760,000 people are now sheltering in them, many in schools. The agency provides Israel GPS coordinates to all its locations. UNRWA says its schools and shelters are overcrowded. 60 have been damaged by Israeli attacks, and the agency cannot protect those facilities in the north of the Gaza Strip. And for its staff, the war on Gaza has been the worst crisis for the United Nations humanitarian workers in the organisation's history. In fact, it's not even close. The next worst moment for the UN was a suicide bombing in Abuja, Nigeria, in 2011, killing 46, less than half the current Gaza total. UNRWA provides Palestinian refugees with education, health and social services, but it's long been under pressure. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu wants it disbanded for allowing Palestinians to inherit refugee status from their fathers. This keeps alive their right to return to lands taken in 1948. And